So, my dear ones, let's begin by taking ourselves to the lake. Make sure that you're in a posture where you can be comfortable. Those of you who are listening while on a walk, you're absolved from sitting, but if you can possibly find a bench or someplace to sit and do this part of the practice before you continue listening, that would be great. It would deepen your experience. Let's begin by recognizing where we are. This is an imaginative exercise. We are in the Himalayas, seated around the most beautiful, crystalline, deep blue lake, maybe in the world. Maybe Tahoe is that beautiful, and Tahoe is a pretty holy lake, but Lake Manasarovar in the Himalayas is a pulsing, endlessly grace-bestowing Shakti in itself. It's said in this region that the mountain, the lake sits at the foot of a mountain, the mountain is Shiva, the lake is Shakti. And if you've ever been there, you understand why this is said. So we are seated around the lake, and we can see the white-capped mountains in the not-too-distant distance, ranges and ranges and ranges of them, some of them lost in clouds. And we can feel the mist of grace that arises from the lake. And in this moment, as we settle ourselves here, we become aware of the presence of each one of us, seated in a circle around the lake. Perhaps you'd like to subtly invite someone that is not taking the course to be present here, to experience this connection. And begin now to become conscious of your posture. And in this moment of entering into our conversation, in entering into our Sangam, begin to focus on the breath, allowing the breath to enter your body as a soft wind that flows through the inhalation down to the base of the posture, grounding the sit bones, making your lower body heavy, and then with the exhalation, drawing your torso upward through the spinal column all the way up to the crown. Your shoulder blades release and melt onto the back. Your chest lifts and opens. Your head is poised as though held by a slender thread dropping down from the heavens. As you inhale, you allow the breath to soften. As you exhale, you have the feeling of letting go into this shared space. In your hands, in your cupped hands, you find a tea light. The tea light is held in a very beautiful jeweled cup. And in this moment, you place your intention for this evening, your intention for the week, your intention to benefit someone that you know or someone you don't know. You bring your intention into the flame. And then you place the flame in the lake. Behind your closed eyes, you become aware that the goddess Durga is sitting on the lake. She's fully present, filling the entire space, which is a liquid form of herself. And if you're so inclined, you may imagine the goddess as Simhasini, the lion rider, the warrior mother seated on her lion, Or you may simply have the feeling that she exists as a presence of light, as a feeling. It really doesn't matter how you conceive of her. What matters is that you allow yourself to recognize that she's present with us. And with that recognition, that understanding, we'll chant our mantras. The mantras in praise of Shakti Shankari as the source of the power of all the assemblages of energies that manifest this world. We'll chant the Gayatri, invoking she who enchants the universe, the auspiciousness mantras, which we actually just spoke the English of in that invocation we did earlier. So we'll take a big breath in. I'll chant, and we'll chant each mantra two times. And as you chant, see if you can bring your awareness into the heart. Maybe place your hands over your heart and feel yourself connected to the Divine Mother, the enlightening, liberating Shakti, the grace-bestowing power who surrounds us and embraces us and carries us forward. Yasyonmesha nimeshabhyam jagata pralayadayo tam shakti chakra vibhava parabhavam shankaram stumaha. Yasyonmesha nimeshabhyam jagata pralayadayo tam shakti chakra vibhava parabhavam shankaram stumaha. Sarva mohinye vidmahe vishva charanye dhimahi tanno shakti prachodayat. Sarva mohinye vidmahe vishva charanye dhimahi tanno shakti prachodayat. Sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvatra sadike sharanye triambake gauri narayani namostute. Sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvatra sadike sharanye triambake gauri narayani namostute. We ask that through the power of our practice, all beings experience happiness and the causes of happiness. We ask that all beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. We dedicate our practice asking that all beings be free of grasping, aversion, and dullness. We ask that we and all beings experience the equality of all that is. And so it is. You are feeling the presence of the goddess rising from the lake, experiencing her as a mist of grace and protection, experiencing her as a presence that wraps around each of us and all of us. And now begin to inhale and exhale, turning your focus inward to the natural rise and fall of the breath, feeling that each inhalation welcomes not only the particles of oxygen from the air, but also the particles of grace rising from the goddess seated on the lake. As you exhale, soften. Soften your face. Soften the muscles around your eyes. Inhale the mist of grace. Exhale, softening the shoulders, the neck, the belly. Inhale. With each exhale, feel that you are being invited to allow any areas of tension, those that you're aware of and those that you're not, to melt. Every inhalation welcomes grace. Every exhalation melts contraction from the body. And as each area of contraction melts a bit, you feel more and more present to yourself. Allow the breath to help you rest deeper and deeper into your own being.